KFNC,
Mont Bellevue, Houston,
a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? I know there was a void in your life not hearing that yesterday, so the best thing I could do was come back today and make sure everybody started the short work week the right way. I'm here, Barry's here, Nick is destinations unknown. Hopefully everything cool there as we continue to roll on here on the big show. Missed you guys yesterday. Not on a scale of 1 to 10, 37 plus that I was on the couch watching the Astros and golf. But nonetheless, money has to be made. So therefore, I have returned to the fray.
Did you hear my opening yesterday?
I did.
And scale of 1 to 10?
Can I go negative numbers? I mean, is that legal? I mean, I don't know.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard Nick. I was like, oh, God.
The
All
only
right.
one I got right was two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big show. That's the only one I can do right.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And I got to be honest, and I hate doing this. I really do.
Oh, boy.
I missed it.
Missed what?
I missed us.
Yeah, I'm listening and I'm going, I could, and I would have, and given Barry that, and we would, and I was like, well, you know what? That's the good thing. The
I
good
love
thing
Nick.
Is, yeah, no doubt.
There's this comfort that you get. When you know, like, I know the certain transitions. I don't know. It was weird. I can honestly say.
That's the good sign of knowing that we're starting to get it.
Yeah.
That it's all starting to come together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I missed it too because I was sitting there going, the thing was, and everybody, and I appreciate all the listeners that sent me direct messages, worried something was up. No, the only thing was Taylor didn't have school yesterday, so we lose our built-in babysitter. And Lisa had a meeting, so I had to kind of bridge the gap and become Mr. Mom.
Right.
And so with the holiday, it just worked out that I could do that because I heard Nick crap all over me. Like, I did this last minute and it was brutal and all this other stuff. Believe me, I wanted it. And that's why. So I played hoops for a couple hours in the morning and I'm driving back.
So you're just out gallivanting
around.
Oh,
no doubt. I took full advantage of the morning.
Okay.
And then I turned it on and I was like, man, I'm looking at the clock going, I could swing over. But then Lisa get really mad because she doesn't need me till like 2. And I'm like, okay.
Why didn't you bring the kid? We could have just done that with
the kid. Oh, you would have loved that. With the two of you guys, the anti-kid factor would have been huge. Yeah, and she would have been all over.
Wait. Now, you just wait 1 minute, young man. You say anti-kid. I'm not anti-kid. I just don't want kids myself. I have nieces and nephews, and I'm the cool uncle. I mean, I'm the only uncle,
right,
but I'm the cool uncle.
But in the process of being the cool uncle, you're also the guy that quickly would use less than practical parenting techniques when those things come up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, and I would probably use foul language around your kid.
Mm-hmm. I got to be honest. That's a discussion I've had with my wife several times.
Really?
Going at some point, because she has occasionally picked up on little things, but they don't stick.
Yeah.
I'm like, at some point, that's going to really bite you in the butt.
I love that it's you having the discussion with her about it.
Yeah, which I love,
as
too.
Because it would be the other way. My wife, well, I don't know. My wife's pretty filthy, too, sometimes.
There's a whole lot of reasons why I love her, and that's one of them. But I'm like, that's not going to fly in the next 6 months when all of a sudden Taylor comes back at you and repeats it. Because she's in repeat and repeat mode lately.
Yeah.
And that could be an issue.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
Good to be back. Yeah. So, I mean,
anything interesting? Anything fun?
Not a lot. I mean, boy, it was tough pickings. I was glad the Astros were on yesterday afternoon, and there was some golf to watch too, instead of like soap operas and crap when I had to be home for the afternoon.
So, when's the last time you and Lisa have had a Labor Day or a holiday together?
That's tough.
Can't
man.
Be many,
no,
right?
No, because.
Because in this business, and I say this business, like entertainment,
broadcasting,
what we do, what she does,
yeah,
you don't get a lot of those.
No, completely true. And then you have to build up tenure. And up until recently when Greg Hurst left Channel 11 and a lot of the longtime people, she didn't have any tenure from that regard either. So she had to work Christmas and Thanksgivings. And
how long has she been here?
Now it's getting to be 8-9 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so now she's starting to, so like last year was the first time we had Thanksgiving and Christmas where she didn't have to work.
Nice.
So those are starting to build. But yeah, Labor Days and Memorial Days and such.
Nah, yeah. No. Yeah, yeah.
That's why I cringe at getting the email. The school's closed. You're on your own, parents. And I'm going, yeah, that's going to suck.
Yep. I didn't do much. After the show, I drove home 9 hours.
Didn't get another ticket,
sad.
Did you?
No. No, I made sure because I was like, you know what? What's the difference? I realized something. You don't save a lot of time speeding. Even in town, I've noticed, like, I had lunch today and I was speeding. Mm-hmm. And I think I saved 2 minutes on a 40-minute drive. And then you have to evaluate, is it really worth it? Is that 2 minutes worth the potential of getting a ticket, the potential of having a wreck? Because even on a drive like from here to Wichita, which can be 8.5 hours, if I put it on 85, which is the ticket that I got was 85 and a 70. But even if I did that the whole way and didn't get a ticket, if I'm doing 85, I might save 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing. How many times have you experienced where you're speeding, right?
Yeah.
Or someone blows your doors off, and then you end up at your destination, or the light, and the guy's right next to you.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? It made sense. The ticket was kind of a wake-up call in that I don't know that I need to speed on these because I have plenty of time. It's not like I'm running late. And then even if I did, what 6 minutes, what is that going to do? What is that really getting me? Now, if I look at Waze and I'm supposed to be there at 8 and it says 8:06, that's different. I might can shave 6 minutes off. But for the most part, it doesn't do much.
Yeah.
It's boring. Don't get me wrong. It's a boring ass drive but I don't know. Speeding is, maybe I've been looking at this all wrong.
Cause you're right. I mean, in Saturday I was coming back from downtown playing hoops and I left the gym at 11:30. I had to be home by noon because we were taking Lisa's mom to the airport. And I'm like, God, if I'm late for this, I'm going to hear it from both of them. And I really don't want double barreled anti-Joel action on a Saturday.
Right.
And you're right. I'm sitting there speeding, but then I'm like looking at it and I'm looking at the navigation saying, well, destination says I'll be there by this time. And I literally only made it by 3 minutes earlier than I would have, three or 4 minutes. And I'm going, seriously, what?
And then
what pisses me off more is I get in the house and she's like, oh, babe, you got time to take a shower and hang out. We're not going to leave for another 15. I'm like, what did I just do?
I just risked everything.
Yes.
I risked it all for this.
Limbs and lanes and everything. Speaking of that, though, did you see that the police chase in San Antonio?
No.
So a
was
mother
it last night or this morning
was
or?
I think it was yesterday morning because Lisa posted it on her page too from the TV station. A mother with her baby in the back seat car seat.
I saw that.
Yeah, goes on like a 45-minute police chase, and I mean, this isn't one of those slow ones in Houston. She's cutting people off. They blew out with spike strips. They blew out her one tire. She's still swerving, cutting in between diagonals and kind of in front of people, everything. The car finally kind of poo-poos out. What does she do? She goes in the back, calmly takes the car seat out of the back, and tries to carjack a woman while she's got the kid in her arm.
What?
Yeah. I'm going,
wow.
And at one point, she almost tipped. I'm going, you have no regard for your child at all. I don't care what you're under the influence of. What are you doing?
Wow, that's pretty, that's ballsy. I mean, at some point, if like you get, just throw the baby at the cops and run. No. Don't do
that. See, this is what I was talking about. But at the same time, I'm looking at this and I'm going, she's like a ginger with cut-off tank top and jeans. But she just calmly goes to the back seat when the car stops, takes the kid out.
You know what they say.
If there's not a cop.
No soul.
Copter.
Gingers don't have souls, so that's why she did it.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Tyler. But there's a copter. And if not for the copter keeping an eye on what she was doing getting into another car, she may have got away.
Copter.
Like a helicopter, a police helicopter.
Okay.
What the hell's a copter? So they're keeping an eye on the whole thing. Otherwise, I'm going, man, I'll tell you what. If she did that at the right spot, she might have pulled that off.
With a baby.
With the baby.
And there's some people that don't have a baby that can't get away.
And then the woman whose car was being, I'm like, why are you letting this woman get in your car? And just calmly getting in the back seat and putting the baby back there.
Buckling the baby up. Like, wait, don't go yet. The baby's not buckled yet.
So then the cops come in.
What are you, crazy?
And the cops, like, it takes three of them. They put her to the ground and they, you know, aggressively, you know, lock her down and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, the lady whose car it was just gets out and puts the Home Alone face on with two hands on her face and just goes, oh, no. It's like,
she was just giving the lady a ride.
Yeah.
Now you're like, an accessory. Come on. That's insane.
Because I was thinking, well, here's her friend who's trying to kind of nonchalantly pick her up side of the road and get out of there. And then when you look, instead, I mean, Tyler's bringing it up on the monitor.
Oh, yes.
This one, it's a Mercedes SUV, now, I think, and she is just weaving in traffic.
Now, the other one we're going to have to get to at some point. Did y'all see the one where the lady attacked? Oh, no. Did y'all see the one where the lady attacked the bus?
I did
not. And an old man?
Yeah. No. Now,
I saw the second half of that first, and then I saw the bus attack after. I was like, oh, that's why she went crazy.
Look at that, Barry. There's a kid in the car.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's wild right there.
She has no front tire. She crosses over into oncoming traffic at one point, comes back, and it's like, okay, it's bad enough that you're putting your life in danger. You got a kid in the backseat.
Now, when you see this, are you like me where you're like, you're not going to get away? No one ever gets away. No, what do you think the success rate is on running from the police? Do you think she's got her arm out the window like she's signaling?
It's got to be like 10%. Less than 10%.
Hey, I have a baby in the car. Yes.
Stop flattening my tires. There's a baby. Look, her wheel's not even spinning.
Right, so she hit the brakes. She ends up hitting a pickup truck. Now watch this. She calmly as can be.
Oh, she's got on. Yeah.
She's got a tramp stamp, too.
Oh, no. Not a tramp stamp. That lets you. Anyone with a tramp stamp runs from the cops with a baby.
And she said, look, no cops in the area.
Wow,
I think I'm good.
She grabbed the baby. She's now running down the road with a baby in her car seat. And she's got her purse. She remembered to grab her purse and her baby.
Crosses like 6, 8, 10 lanes of traffic and then catches up with a car that's on an entrance ramp and just goes, all right, I'm putting the kid in, and we're going.
Wow. And then the cop showed up.
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
You're right, though. Unless she's deaf, how do you not hear the helicopter hovering right overhead?
That's why I don't date redheads right there. That's why. They're
Tyler
wild.
Tyler said, by the way, he's bald now.
Are you bald, Tyler? You cut your hair off? Holy, I almost cursed. Whoa. You can tell he's got a girlfriend. The beard is gone. The hair is gone. She has completely changed him. Tyler, how much of you have you changed for this woman? I mean, obviously, your appearance, but what else? Are you cleaning your apartment now?
No. So I got a haircut.
Yeah.
To go to this whiskey event, whatever, because it was business casual. I was like, you know, I don't want to mess with fixing my basically a fro, you know?
Right.
And so I got a haircut.
You didn't want to put the man bun in?
And then it wasn't long enough for that. Otherwise, I probably would have done it. And then
you and Cam.
After a while, so I had longer hair up top, and it was too curly. And I do this every once in a while. Like, if I trim the beard, I'll usually cut off all my
shave
hair.
Okay. Yeah. So you didn't do it for her?
No. It's because it looks weird.
I'm going to be real. When I saw you had shaved the beard was the day after I saw Tyler's in a relationship with so-and-so on Facebook.
I didn't even know.
No. Those weren't correlated.
It's already happening. She's already making him change.
I had made that decision before all that.
Let's be real. That's how most women are with us. I can fix him. I can clean him up and make him presentable to my friends and family. I'll just fix him. So that's what I thought was going on.
No.
Okay. I didn't know until I heard about it on air. I did not know that he had
a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That surprised us all.
okay. Jeez. All right, he's not happy now.
By the way, I just want to say, when we ever read, our producers will usually tell us, and they're like Nick or Tyler, they'll be like, oh, you have Infuse next. Did you hear how angry? He's like, Infuse. So good. All right.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter, where it's at Producer T. Scott, who's filling in right now for the short term, long term, and any term we need, I guess. And we appreciate him. At Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Right now, thanks to Tyler's little tip, I want to tell you about Infused Energy. It's a locally owned and operated energy company. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure that they are customer service friendly. That means when you call, you don't get an automated system like the big companies. You get someone that's on the phone asking you questions. They want to know as much about your needs as you want to know about them as a company, because they want to find the perfect fit, the perfect plan, the perfect rate, when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. All the details that mean so much when trying to make the right contract for you with an energy company. I switched about a year ago. My energy bills have gone down hundreds of dollars per month in the summertime. I kid you not, because of the fact that I made the switch, you can do the same thing. Whether it be for your business or for your family, it's a good move to at least check them out. InfuseEnergy.com, or you can call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and we go from there. They're going to make sure that, like I said, they're 100% honest. They're not going to try and screw you over. Sometimes they'll even let you know that there's competition out there that can beat their prices. It doesn't happen often, but like a trusted friend, they want you to expect honesty and being upfront from them as a company. It's just a great way to do business. Check them out. Give them a call. 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Infuse energy into your life. They like, oh no. No.
Heard the fans take it for dumb. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back segment two of the big show in hour number one. Nick out today. Tyler, we appreciate him stepping in a pinch.
All that warning he got.
Yeah, boy, that was quite the pinch. And then he went from pinch to pop as Barry popped him in the first segment. That
what?
Was,
I did not.
Yes,
I
you did. You blasted him
no,
a little bit.
No, you don't need to bring that up.
I do.
I don't think so.
I'm Team Tyler.
Thanks.
Although, as much as I was pleasantly surprised when I didn't hear Tyler had a girlfriend, I was shocked when he took his hat off.
Me too.
I was not expecting that at all.
I can honestly say I was not.
That's why I have to wear hats for like the first week and kind of ease people into it.
Do yeah. they fit? Because they have to fit different after
it's
you
a little
got
bit loose. A little bit looser, yeah.
Yeah.
I went, when I was in Wichita, I killed some time. I went to the mall and I went to the lid store and I was like, you know, I rarely buy hats, but I've been wanting a Dodgers hat. I've been wanting an LA hat because I like that. I like the color. I like the blue. I think it's a.
That's your color, but that's going to go over blue. Like a. Fart in church here.
Do you know me better than that? I don't care if anyone likes it or doesn't like it. Yeah. Don't care at all. But I tried on a bunch of hats. I'm like, one, I don't look, the hat has to fit perfectly for me to look good in it. And then most of the hats now are just kind of weird shape. Like the one the flat brimmed hat was just like way too high. And then I know there's like somebody showed me a dad hat or whatever, and I was like, I don't even know what that sounds made up.
Well,
and
he always wears the low profile ones.
I wear the 5950 low profile for the fitted hats, the MLB hats.
Okay. That's what I need to get.
Can you guys clarify for me, because I got offended the first time one of the listeners on the stream said I was wearing a dad hat. Is that just
That's the adjustable low?
Yeah.
No, it's a style. There's a specific style called a dad hat, which I didn't realize either.
It's like they're kind of like the more floppier material.
Yeah. Okay. Super low profile with basically no structure.
Very low profile, like one tiny little
logo.
So it has nothing to do with like how it fits like in the back.
No,
like
usually they're adjustable with like the
Velcro.
The strap. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Velcro or strap, yeah. But not the hole in that thing, that kind of closure.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Gotcha.
I was just curious because at first I was offended. I was like, yo, bro, don't come at me like that.
Don't you dare, sir.
Because you know Tyler as well as anybody. I wear nothing but the fit. I like the fitted. And if I don't get the fitted, my next option is the flex fit. I don't like that adjustable with the strap in the back. Or, God, the snapbacks are the worst for me.
You're very particular when it comes to
your hats. I don't like the high hats and I don't like the flat visors. They're just not me. What? You know what I'm talking about? Like music, it's a baseball hat. It looks like a chef on top.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But you, looking at hats based on, you've had some feedback from listeners.
No, it wasn't listeners. It was that dude right there.
Tyler, I was trying to push it under the rug.
Yeah, blame it on listeners. It was him that devastated me for weeks upon weeks. You look like a lesbian in a hat. Shut up, Tyler.
I don't think it was just lesbian. I think it was. What was it?
A butchy lesbian or something. I don't know what
it was. A post-menopause lesbian or something like that? No, I thought that's what it was.
Midlife crisis, maybe.
There. Okay. Well, you know.
Man, I totally forgot about that.
That was more subtle.
Thank you.
That was
yes. Like, thank you. Yeah.
That was softer.
That was devastating. It took me weeks to get over that. I went home, burned all my hats. Ugh.
You haven't worn a hat since.
I know.
So it's been all this time.
I haven't worn a hat since?
I don't think you have.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't seen you.
I wore a hat like 3 days later.
I haven't seen you wear a hat here.
No, I wore a hat like three days later.
3 days total in a year you've worn
a hat. I don't wear a hat very often. Right. At one point I wore hats a lot, and then for some reason I just got away from them. And now when I put them on, it doesn't look right to me being in a hat for some reason. I don't know. It's weird to see you without a hat, Joel.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten to the point now.
Same thing with Tyler and AJ.
That's me and you know what? And obviously, Monday through Friday, with the Rockets, I never wore a hat.
Right.
But now the only time that I don't wear a hat here is simply when I got to do videos for SportsMap.
So, yeah, that's right. I didn't put the two and two together.
Yeah. That's why. Okay. And a lot of times I still have hats in the car. I just grab one then too, because you feel naked without it after wearing it. So Tyler, I'm sure you do too. You get used to wearing them every day and you don't have to worry about putting anything in your hair and doing all that foo-foo stuff. And it's just easier and it speeds the process up. And then you do it and you're like, God, waste a lot of time.
Yeah. I have the luxury of being able to wear a hat to work. So
you take advantage of it.
I'm going to do it.
You know why I would wear a hat more backwards, but do you have a hat here?
Not here.
I should do this for the stream. But I went a while back, a long time ago, this was, God, maybe 9, 10 years ago, maybe. No, maybe not. I don't know. 8 years ago. I was wearing a hat, and I had these kind of glasses, and I took a picture, and I had the hat on backwards. And immediately... Somebody was like, who's the... Okay, so you know who Borat is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that plays Borat? What's his name again?
Sacha
Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a character called Ali?
Oh, Ali G?
Yeah.
Ali G,
the
right.
Ali G
Someone
show,
goes,
yeah.
Bro, yep. You look like Ali G. And because I had my hat on backwards, I was like, nope, never wearing that.
Did you have the goatee?
Yes,
you have the goatee?
I had a goatee.
Yeah, because if you had the goatee,
look,
yeah, you'd be
he's
some...
gonna Look, he's going to bring his hat in here.
If you had a Mr. T starter set, you could be Ali G. I can see that. I can easily see that. Without the goatee.
It's very Ali G looking, though. Right?
It's a start. From the nose from the nose up, it is. You're posing for the cameras.
It's very Ali G.
Yeah, he kind of looks
is.
Like Ali
G. Yeah, if he had the goatee, and like I said, in a Mr. T starter set of chains, yeah, he could probably pull that off.
Well, AJ shamed me out of the goatee, so that worked. I don't wear that anymore. Tyler has shamed me out of hats. So never let it be told that I don't listen to my friends when they give me, quote, constructive feedback.
So, but here's the thing, okay, because you have been the, poo-poo on the wearing of jerseys at a certain age.
Yes.
I know for a fact, because my old boss with the Rockets was a big hat-on-backwards guy and said that he caught a lot of heat because at a certain age, you're not supposed to wear your hat backward anymore. And that bothers me because I'm like, that's never going to stop.
Right. I was also, by the way, surprised that hat fit. Yeah, like perfectly. I figured your head was bigger than mine.
No.
Like,
you guys
that's just
because
I had a lot more hair.
Okay, that could be, yeah. That might,
are you guys just catching up? I mean, I know you've been out of town.
This is nonstop
but...
with Tyler and me. We,
jeez.
Tyler's like AJ when AJ's not around.
The I way thought AJ Nick and I had it bad, other, but man, you're just blasting him.
The way AJ and I pick on each other, Tyler and I do the same thing.
I'll dish it out.
Yeah, he can take it and dish it out. Yeah. But I'm with you. I think at a certain point, you kind of as an adult, you can't be 55 years old rocking a hat backwards. Very few guys could pull that off at that age. There's a cutoff point. What it is, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I'm 44. I feel like I don't look 44, so I could probably get away with it. But if I looked 44, I don't think, like, when AJ, in another 10 years, he's going to look 70. Let's be real. He's so.
Oh, well, okay. So
he can't do that anymore.
You don't see Fred wearing his hats backwards.
Right.
So I think Fred's past that point.
Correct.
AJ has not
yet
gotten to it yet.
Yet. He will. You will. How old are you right now?
30. I'll be 33 this year.
Yeah. So
you're, in a month.
In a month. Oh, there yeah. you go. So, yeah, you'll hit a point where. You know, the beard will start getting gray, and you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have
Dude,
to
dress like an adult. Dude, I got a friend who just turned
like
31, and he has a full gray beard.
Mine, if I could grow a beard, which I can't, we all know that. We established that last October.
Yeah.
Or November. That's what it was, last November.
That's when we all did the no yes. shave.
And mine, I look like a homeless man whose face had brown patch. It was ugly.
Then but, you did Just for Men on it.
Yes. Yes.
Then you were really Ollie D.
You know what? I'm excited Ollie because G. it's filling in a little bit. Some of those holes. Yeah. 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 I mean, it might only another 7 years and I might be able to grow a beard. Oh, but I'm 51.
One of my buddies wasn't happy with me this weekend. You saw the whole story about the homeless guy and the couple that.
I just read about that. That's
it's
crazy.
Crazy, right? We'll get to it on the flip side. But this couple, the chick runs out of gas in a really bad spot in Philly. So a homeless guy gives her his last $20.
Damn.
So she made a big deal of it. It ends up on the Today Show. They did a GoFundMe, raised like $400,000.
Isn't that an old story?
Yeah. Well, now here's the key. $400,000 was raised.
Uh-huh.
He never got but a fraction of it.
What?
Then they show pictures on social media of the couple going on helicopter vacations and all these other things.
Oh, what a-holes.
And so then now they're trying to recoup the money for the guy, and it's getting messy. But the guy of the couple... prematurely gray, and my buddy that I play basketball with, prematurely gray, and I was like, bro, you look just like the dude that screwed that homeless guy over. He didn't know about it. Someone got it on their phone, showed him. He's like, F you, man. That's terrible. I was like, dude, I'm just saying, it's a striking resemblance.
I asked my wife, I was like, you know, if I could grow a beard in the gray, would you want? She goes, yeah, I mean, you know, it has a certain appeal, I think, to older women, a grayish beard. I think it just depends. And although for me, I think it would look weird because my face looks young. So to have a young looking face, but an old looking beard might be a weird thing. I don't know.
You
don't have much gray.
I got one spot on the chin at the bottom.
Yeah.
That comes in white so that I, or gray.
Do you do the Just for Men?
Nope.
No?
I just shave it.
Do you?
No.
You don't have any gray.
Zero gray hairs.
Yeah, you can go to hell.
Okay. We don't want you guys to go anywhere, so we're only a half hour into the big show. We're going to continue to roll on in hour number one. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back segment two of the big show in hour number one. Nick out today. Tyler, we appreciate him. Stepping in a pinch.
All that warning he got.
Yeah, boy, that was quite the pinch. And then he went from pinch to pop as Barry popped him in the first segment. That
what?
Was.
I did not.
Yes,
I
you did. You blasted him
no,
a little bit.
No, you don't need to bring that up.
I do.
I don't think so.
I'm Team Tyler.
Thanks.
Although, as much as I was pleasantly surprised when I didn't hear Tyler had a girlfriend, I was shocked when he took his hat off.
Me too.
I was not expecting that at all.
I can honestly say I was not.
That's why I have to wear hats for like the first week and kind of ease people into it.
Do yeah. they fit? Because they have to fit different after
it's
you
a little
got
bit
loose.
A little bit looser, yeah.
Yeah.
I went, when I was in Wichita, I killed some time. I went to the mall and I went to the lid store and I was like, you know, I rarely buy hats, but I've been wanting a Dodgers hat. I've been wanting an LA hat because I like that. I like the color. I like the blue. I think it's a.
That's your color, but that's going to go over blue. Like a. Fart in church here.
Do you know me better than that? I don't care if anyone likes it or doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Don't care at
all.
But I tried on a bunch of hats. I'm like, one, I don't look, the hat has to fit perfectly for me to look good in it. And then most of the hats now are just kind of weird shape. Like the one the flat brimmed hat was just like way too high. And then I know there's like a, somebody showed me a dad hat or whatever, and I was like, I don't even know what that sounds made up. And
well, he always wears the low profile ones.
I wear the 5950 low profile for the fitted hats, the MLB hats.
Okay. That's what I need to get.
Can you guys clarify for me, because I got offended the first time one of the listeners on the stream said I was wearing a dad hat. Is that just the adjustable low?
No, it's a style. There's a specific style called a dad hat, which I didn't realize either.
It's like they're kind of like the more floppier material.
Yeah. Okay. Super low profile with basically no structure.
Very low profile, like one tiny little
logo.
So it has nothing to do with like how it fits like in the back.
Usually they're adjustable with like the
Velcro,
the strap. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Velcro or strap, yeah, but not the hole in that thing, that kind of closure.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
I was just curious because at first I was offended. I was like, "Yo, bro, don't come at me like that.
Don't you dare, sir."
Because you know Tyler as well as anybody. I wear nothing but the fit. I like the fitted, and if I don't get the fitted, my next option is the flex fit. I don't like that. Adjustable with the strap in the back, or God, the snapbacks are the worst for me.
You're very particular.
Yep,
when it comes
I don't
to
like
hats.
The high hats, and I don't like the flat visors. It's just hats? Not me. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's a baseball hat. It looks like a chef on top.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But you,
I
looking at hats based on you've had some feedback from listeners.
No, it wasn't listeners. It was that dude right there.
Tyler, I was trying to push it under the rug.
Yeah, blame it on listeners. It was him that devastated me for weeks upon weeks. You look like a lesbian in a hat. Shut up, Tyler.
I don't think it was just that. Lesbian. I think it was. I think it was. What was it?
A butchy lesbian or something. I don't know what
it was. A post-menopause lesbian or something like that? No, I thought that's what it was.
Midlife crisis, man.
There. Okay. Well, you know.
Man, I totally forgot about that.
That was more
thank
subtle.
Thank you.
That
was yes. Like, thank you. Yeah.
That was softer.
That was devastating. I didn't. It took me weeks to get over that. I went home, burned all my hats. Ugh.
You haven't worn a hat since.
I know.
So it's been all this time.
I haven't worn a hat since?
I don't think you have.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't seen you.
I wore a hat like 3 days later.
I haven't seen you wear a hat here.
No, I wore a hat like three days later.
3 days total in a year you've worn a hat.
I don't wear a hat very often. Right. At one point I wore hats a lot, and then for some reason I just got away from them. And now when I put them on, it doesn't look right to me being in a hat for some reason. I don't know. It's weird to see you without a hat, Joel.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten to the point now.
Same thing with Tyler and AJ.
That's me on, and you know what? And I obviously Monday through Friday, with the Rockets, I never wore a hat.
Right.
But now the only time that I don't wear a hat here is simply when I got to do videos for SportsMap.
So yeah, that's right. I didn't put the two and two together.
Yeah. That's why. Okay. And a lot of times I still have hats in the car. I just grab one then too, because you feel naked without it after wearing it. So Tyler, I'm sure you do too. You get used to wearing them every day and you don't have to worry about putting anything in your hair and doing all that foo-foo stuff. And it's just easier and it speeds the process up. And then you do it and you're like, God, waste a lot of time.
Yeah. I have the luxury of being able to wear a hat to work. So
you take advantage of
it. I'm going to do it.
You know why I would wear a hat more backwards, but do you have a hat here?
Not here.
I should do this for the stream. But I went a while back, a long time ago, this was, God, maybe 9, 10 years ago, maybe. No, maybe not. I don't know. 8 years ago. I was wearing a hat, and I had these kind of glasses, and I took a picture, and I had the hat on backwards. And immediately... Somebody was like, who's the... Okay, so you know who Borat is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that plays Borat? What's his name again?
Sacha
Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a character called Ali?
Oh, Ali G?
Yeah.
Ali G,
the
right.
Ali G
Someone
show,
goes,
yeah.
Bro, yep. You look like Ali G. And because I have my hat on backwards, I was like, nope, never wearing that.
Did you have the goatee?
Yes,
you have the goatee?
I had a goatee.
Yeah, because if you had the goatee,
look,
yeah, you'd be
he's
some...
gonna look, he's going to bring his hat in here.
If you had a Mr. T starter set, you could be Ali G. I can see that. I can easily see that. Without the goatee.
That's very Ali G looking, though. Right?
It's a start. From the nose from the nose up, it is. You're posing for the cameras.
It's very Ali G.
Yeah, he kind of looks is. Like
yeah, Ali if G. he had the goatee, and like I said, in a Mr. T starter set of chains, yeah, he could probably pull that off.
Well, AJ shamed me out of the goatee, so that worked. I don't wear that anymore. Tyler has shamed me out of hats. So never let it be told that I don't listen to my friends when they give me, quote, constructive feedback.
So, but here's the thing, okay, because you have been the, poo-poo on the wearing of jerseys at a certain age.
Yes.
I know for a fact, because my old boss with the Rockets was a big hat on backwards guy and said that he caught a lot of heat because at a certain age, you're not supposed to wear your hat backward anymore. And I've that bothers me because I'm like, that's never going to stop.
Right. I was also, by the way, surprised that that hat fit. Yeah, like perfectly. I figured your head was bigger than mine.
No.
Like,
you guys are just because
I had a lot more hair.
Okay. That could be, yeah.
Are you guys just catching up? I mean, I know you've been out of town.
This is nonstop
but...
with Tyler and me. Tyler's like AJ when AJ's not around.
I thought AJ and Nick had it bad, but man, you're just blasting him.
The way AJ and I pick on each other, Tyler and I do the same thing.
I'll dish it out.
Yeah, he can take it and dish it out. Yeah. But I'm with you. I think at a certain point, you kind of as an adult. You can't be 55 years old rocking a hat backwards. Very few guys could pull that off at that age. There's a cutoff point. What it is, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I'm 44. I feel like I don't look 44, so I could probably get away with it. But if I looked 44, I don't think... Like, when AJ, in another 10 years, he's going to look 70. Let's be real.
So
he can't do that anymore.
You don't see Fred wearing his hats backwards.
Right.
So I think Fred's past that point.
Correct.
AJ has not
yet
gotten to it yet.
Yet. He will. You will. How old are you right now?
I'll be 33 this year.
Yeah. So
In a month.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So yeah, you'll hit a point where you know the beard will start getting gray and you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have
I got a friend who just turned like an adult. 31 and he has a full gray beard.
Mine, if I could grow a beard, which I can't, we all know that. We established that last October.
Yeah.
Or November. That's what it was, last November.
That's when we all did the no yes. shave.
And mine, I look like a homeless man whose face had brown patch. It was ugly.
Then but you did Just for Men on it.
Yes, yes.
Then you were really Ollie D.
You know what? I'm excited Ollie because G. it's filling in a little bit. Some of those holes, yeah. I mean, only another 7 years and I might be able to grow a beard. Oh, but I'm 51.
One of my buddies wasn't happy with me this weekend. You saw the whole story about the homeless guy and the couple that...
I just read about that. That's crazy.
It's crazy, right? We'll get to it on the flip side. But this couple, the chick runs out of gas in a really bad spot in Philly. So a homeless guy gives her his last $20.
Damn.
So she made a big deal of it. It ends up on the Today Show. They did a GoFundMe, raised like four...
Isn't that an old story?
Yeah. Well, but now here's the key. $400,000 was raised.
Uh-huh.
He never got but a... fraction of it.
What?
Then they show pictures on social media of the couple going on helicopter vacations and all these other things.
Oh, what a-holes.
And so then now they're trying to recoup the money for the guy and it's getting messy. But the guy of the couple, prematurely gray, and my buddy that I play basketball with, prematurely gray, and I was like, bro, you look just like the dude that screwed that homeless guy over. He didn't know about it. Someone got it on their phone, showed him. He's like, F you, man. That's terrible. I was like, dude, I'm just saying it's a striking resemblance.
I asked my wife, I was like, you know, if I could grow a beard in the gray, would you want? She goes, yeah, I mean, you know, it has a certain appeal, I think, to older women, a grayish beard. I think it just depends. And although for me, I think it would look weird because my face looks young. So to have a young-looking face but an old-looking beard might be a weird thing. I don't know.
You
don't have much gray.
I got one spot on the chin at the bottom.
Yeah.
That comes in white so that I or gray.
Do you do the Just for Men?
Nope.
No?
I just shave it.
Do you?
No.
You don't have any gray.
Zero gray hairs.
Yeah, you can go to hell.
Okay. We don't want you guys to go anywhere, so we're only a half hour into the big show. We're going to continue to roll on in hour number one. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Come party with ESPN 97.5 this Friday at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Bring your friends, enjoy some great food, and throw down some beers with us. The Usual Suspects broadcast live from 1 to 4 and The Blitz from 4 to 7, plus Miller Lite and Coors Light specials all day at Luke's Ice House.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, if you must move from your home, be sure to at least inventory your important personal property. Video with narration works fine. Number two, don't be lured into a confrontation or an argument. Walk away. Don't hand your wife an opportunity for an order of protection. And number three, always take time to prepare for hearings and depositions. Insist on a prep meeting, whether your lawyer thinks you need it or not. And finally, make sure that you've secured your private records, your email accounts, etc. If in doubt, set new passwords.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 832-844-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with our free AutoZone Fix Finder tool. If your check engine light is on, the Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot the cause for free, saving you time and money down the road and getting you back behind the wheel worry-free. And right now, save with Buy One, Get One Free STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. Sales tax not included. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
With Aaron's Labor Day weekend event, your hard work will be well rewarded. Yes, because with just $5, you can start leasing to own bedrooms, washers and dryers, TVs, and much more. As always, there's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Just $5 gets you started from Friday to Tuesday. Most stores are open this Sunday and Labor Day, and Aarons.com is open 24/7. Don't miss Aaron's Labor Day weekend event. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You've all heard me talking about Champion Energy for a while now, but this is the best deal I've ever seen there. Right now, you can switch to Champion Energy and get free weekends, free electricity all day Saturday, all day Sunday, plus $100 in Visa gift cards. That's the money and power free weekends plan. Just go to 1560energy.com. J.D. Power & Associates says it's the best in residential care. You need Champion Energy. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, a fusion between both Southern comfort and Indian food. And yeah, it's as good as it sounds. Mention ESPN 97.5 and get 20% off the non-quesadillas and get it delivered on Uber Eats, DoorDash, or Grubhub. Find out more on Facebook at CNI713.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's Barry, it's Joel, and Tyler filling in for Nick, who's got the day off. We appreciate you being around and taking us along for the ride on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. I listened to Charlie on the way in. He's absolutely right. A Monday holiday only means that Tuesday really does feel like an extra slow, begrudging Monday.
Yeah, it does feel a lot. I mean, not for me, because I worked, because, you know, I love our listeners. But
I heard that, too.
You know, it's some of us are dedicated to our craft. Some of us, you know.
But you mean comedy, right? And so you had to work so that you could get that extra floating holiday you need.
I mean, you didn't have to put my business out there, but whatever.
I did.
Well, I see how it is.
Not because I have tire tracks on my forehead from you running me over with that bus you just got behind the wheel
of.
Thought
we were bonding, but I guess apparently we're not. Okay.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Somebody said on Twitter, I got to find it. I just happened to see it pop up on my phone. But Jerry, eyebrows.
Hope Jerry's feeling better. He was under the weather this week.
Really? Yeah. Said, I'm a big fan of the backwards cap. But
me
I guess
too.
You're right. At some point, you need to abandon that style. You can't collect Social Security or have an ARP card and rock a backwards cap. Yeah, that's probably the cutoff point.
Because you remember now, the baseball prudes used to get all over Ken Griffey Jr., because in batting practice and everything, he'd always wear his hat backwards. And the kind of old school guys would jump on him and give him a whole bunch of grief. Like, you're not supposed to do that. And he's like, I didn't see any rule book that says what you can and can't do. And I always have rocked the hat backwards when the game wasn't going on. That's his prerogative.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, it's whatever. You see, you know, if I want to wear Forever 21 as a 44-year-old male, I'll do that. But I think people should be, it's whatever.
Right.
You want to wear a backwards cap. Baseball purists are always going to try to prevent fun. They're going to prevent the new, but I mean, in
I was going back to that, the Bryce Harper who got Correa involved. Let's make baseball fun again.
In general, though, I mean, they're old, but I don't know. I think, have you seen this guy on Instagram? This is a good example of a guy who looks old, dresses young, and acts young. He's got a gray beard, and he's always dancing. And I don't know who this dude is, but he's loaded. He's rich, and he's always on like a... You know who I'm talking about, Tyler?
Yeah, the guy. He's the old Speedo guy.
Yes.
Yeah, or he wears like the short shorts.
I bet he's what, 50?
He's at least 55, 60.
He's gray, old, but dude, he dresses like he's 20.
All
he
the girls are about
love,
20.
Yeah, all the girls love him. They're in their 20s, and yeah, I think it's... If that's how you feel, I mean, do your thing. You know?
Speedo guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to find his name.
I've seen this dude on, like, Instagram.
Yeah,
he's all over.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to find it.
Well, yeah, I don't know who you're talking about, but, I mean, here's the thing. If you're hip enough to pull it off, do you. Do whatever you want to do. But obviously, if you wear high white socks with black shoes and plaid shorts and cut the lawn, I'm not sure it's the look for you.
Okay.
That would be my take on it. Because, I've heard you guys over and over on jerseys. And to be honest with you, I can't tell you the last time I wore a jersey.
Uh-huh.
But every time now when I watch a game, I'm more cognizant of looking at the fans going, oh, that dude's way too old to be sporting a jersey.
See? All right. Should we do this now?
What?
You know where I'm going, right?
No.
The big news.
Okay, if you want.
I mean, I feel like we should go ahead and address this, get it out of the way. Because there's so much floating around out there about it. And was it safe to say that Kaepernick was the predominant topic for most of the morning?
I heard it. Tyler, you can verify it. I heard John and Raheel and Lance talking about it when I was driving Taylor to school. So I knew that it was going to come up at some point.
Did Charlie touch on it? Does he do that kind of thing?
Zero.
Zero, huh?
That's not going to happen on my show.
He also didn't even mention Ryan Howard
retiring.
Which I thought he would, but...
Yeah.
That's kind of more down his alley.
Right.
But the Ryan Howard thing, I was shocked he was still on a roster playing.
Where?
I thought they said he was still on the Phillies roster or something. That's why he came out. He was in uniform yesterday when he announced it.
Oh, I don't know. I just saw on Twitter he was trending, so I clicked on it.
Wow. I couldn't have told you.
Levishock would know that more than anybody. He's a Phillies fan of the people that I know. But I just know that he had one of those major contracts that you knew he wasn't going to be anywhere near able to live it out. But... I mean,
well, it says former Philly.
Okay, so maybe they just put him in a uniform.
He had a minor league deal with the Rockies and the Braves last season. So apparently he didn't get picked up anywhere.
But he did have like a 5-year span where he was the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one thing. I you're right. I would expect Charlie to pick up on that, but I wouldn't expect Charlie to pick up on
it. I was corrected. Apparently he did mention it, so I just didn't.
So he's listening.
Mentioned Kaepernick?
No.
Ryan Howard. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's just do this. Thoughts on Nike? If you hadn't heard, Nike has made Colin Kaepernick the face of their Just Do It campaign.
Yeah, my first initial thought was, because the other thing that was interesting is Darren Revelle tweeted out that he had been paid by Nike throughout everything in the last couple of years.
So he's been on the
payroll. He was still
for
on the payroll. Yeah.
So...
And so you knew that meant that they were calculating at some point doing something. But look, I give them credit for doing what they did, especially because of the fact that making him the face of at least one of the ads in the new campaign celebrating their 30th anniversary is that you're obviously going to get some backlash.
Yep.
And with that, even as we saw with the brand that is the NFL, and then all the owners started complaining about them taking a hit with attendance and sales and you know, merchandise and everything like that. But Nike, you know, overcalculates a lot of stuff.
Of course.
They had to think this out thoroughly before that they made this move.
You would think so. I think that they realize that the bulk of their sales are not coming from 40 and 50 year old disgruntled NFL fans that are angry because players are kneeling,
even if they're wearing their hats.
Now, backwards. I'm gonna say some things that's probably gonna upset some of you.
Here we go.
And I want you to just calm down, be rational as we discuss this topic, because like anything, I know some of you can get emotional, and I'm just trying to be honest and give opinions and what my thoughts are. So now I've said that, don't come at me being jerks and a-holes. I'll ban you on the text lines, and I'll say mean things about you. But let's be real. A lot of who's upset with the kneeling is not 20 and 30 year old kids that are buying Nike apparel. It's 40 plus usually white dudes that are probably, they might buy some Nikes at Academy because they're on sale for $20 and they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. So I think Nike had to be pretty calculating, but also pretty cognizant of the fact of who's their base, who's buying their stuff. When you see these sneakerheads, I'm a sneakerhead. You're a sneakerhead.
We are,
yeah. But we're probably the exception. Most guys that are 50 aren't sneakerheads. They're not buying Nike. They're not buying the shirts. They're not buying the shoes. They're not buying the gear because they're playing the sport still. So I think that they were calculated, but I think it was a safe move because anyone that was already upset was going to be upset anyways and probably wasn't the bulk of their base.
Now, I agree with you.
Now, the other part of that is remember, there's the old rule in business that 20%, 80% of your problems come from 20% of your customers. And I think that they know that as well. 80% of the backlash they're going to get is coming from that 20%. Those guys that are buying the shoes on sale at Nike or at Academy that are swearing they're never going to buy Nike again.
Who are also burning and defacing stuff that they've already given the company money for.
Yeah.
And the ultimate in stupidity. Nike's already got your money no matter what you do with that.
It's not the dumbest. And did you, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, I guess some guitar tech for that country band Big and Rich.
Yeah.
He cut his Nike socks, but in such a way that it made you think that the dude doesn't know how to use scissors.
Yeah.
Go to my, I retweeted it. It's
Big and Rich
page.
Is one of the worst bands ever, I understand that.
But
that's a personal opinion.
So one of the, I guess, Rich or whatever, he's like, oh, this guy, he's a former Marine, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't want to even have it be known that he's wearing Nike products, and it looks like a toddler.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, you
cut
see
these
it?
Socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It looks like he doesn't know how to. And what is that proof? Now, who? It says, our sound man just cut the Nike swoosh off his socks. Former Marine. Get ready, Nike. Multiply that by the millions. Yeah, millions of old men who buy your socks at JCPenney.
Or Dick's has a 12 for the price of 7.
Ooh, they're angry. And let's see, what shoes is he wearing? He's wearing Adidas camouflage that are are those Adidas? Those shoes have to be
those are Adidas.
7 to 8 years old. And they look like hiking boot
hybrids.
Yeah.
They look like dad shoes.
They're exactly. Yeah. Look, if you're still wearing the Nike socks and you push them down like a Hooters waitress, I don't think Nike's worried about losing your business. I'm sorry.
like you roll them all the way down?
Yeah, that's what he's look. He's got his socks on and he's wearing the white, like, you know, calf high socks that he's still scrunching down on the ankle. No one does that anymore, Pops. No one is Nike.
You either
not
buy
going,
no shows or you buy calf socks.
But Nike's not going, oh, damn, we're going to lose that six pack of sock sales once every 5 years. Because guys like this don't buy socks very often. All of them have to have holes in them. Even if he washed like a red washcloth and turned them pink, he's still wearing them.
And
let's
it's a smart move because of the fact that their market, their demographic, is a more competitive business these days because of Adidas, Harden, all the bounce technology that Adidas is starting to try and rival. So it's
that
smart.
Is legit.
So that's what I'm saying.
Ultra Boost.
So for them,
I'm a believer.
This is firmly planted in targeting that 13 to 31 crew that they're going to try and get some longevity out of because they know it's a hyper-competitive business.
By the way, shout out to Nike. Just got my brand new ones in the mail yesterday. So
why are you shouting them out? They didn't give them to you.
No, but I bought them. I don't care. That's the thing. I mean, I'm still going to buy Nikes.
I am too.
And John Wessling had the best tweet of all. He goes, hey, rather than burning your Nike shoes and your Nike shirts because you don't want them anymore, how about give them to a homeless veteran?
Donate them.
Or someone that needs them. Donate them. Don't be an idiot and just burn it, you dumbasses.
No doubt.
People out there need these clothes. Give it to them. If you don't want them, I get that. That's fine. Just give it to somebody that needs it.
Yeah,
man.
Don't be a complete waste.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. All right, if you want to talk about that or something else, we're here for you. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, putting the final touches on hour number one of the three-hour show. We call The Usual Suspects. It's Barry. It's no Nick today. It's Tyler filling in. It's Joel. It's Kelly Eco, props and congrats to the man, the myth, the legend, who successfully had someone do a graphic tweet picture of him on Kevin Durant's body. All to say that we congratulate our little child growing up in the big world and getting and securing a sweet full-time gig with The Athletic Houston, as he will cover the Houston Rockets. Well-deserved honor and a fantastic step up for this kid who's going places.
Yeah, good for him, man. He's going to be the next Woj.
No doubt.
It's great, and I just want to props to him and props to you, man. You've been helping him, and I know that you've been instrumental in his growth in this profession, so props to you, too.
Appreciate it. I mean, I don't need all that because he's done all the work. He's an extremely talented kid. He's a great kid, though. And I'm telling you, just like a Woj bomb, we want to make the ecosystem.
The ecosystem is what's happening
on Twitter when you get NBA news from Kelly Eco.
Yes.
The ecosystem. Be a part of it.
So, Kelly, since Joel is your mentor, you've got to give us all your scoops. I know you're going to print them first, but you got to get us hip to it, and we'll retweet you. But we need that juice. We need that first, okay?
Yeah. If we don't all get right. that, if I yeah. start seeing like 6'10 or 790 with an ecosystem...
We're going to sabotage his career.
As good as it gets, it can be taken back, young man. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
All right, so on the Kaepernick thing, Travis Porter had a pretty interesting tweet. Not taking a stance on the Nike thing, just thinking out loud. Y'all mentioned their sales base, but what about the investor base? They typically are the age group that is pissed off. And I think that's a good point, Travis. But remember, investors, what do they value more than anything else? The return on their investment. If this increases Nike sales, the majority, not all of them, some of them will probably still sell their stock. But the majority of investors only care about one thing, and that's the stock price going up and making them richer. So I think a lot of times when you talk about people like that, they're willing to sacrifice their morals for their money. And that's what makes a smart businessman. I mean, you don't let your morals get in the way of your money a lot of times, in business at least. So...
ROI is where it's at. You're right. That is like, you know, when we talk about RPOs in football, ROI has, when you get in economics and marketing and everything like that, everything is return on investment, and you have to give to get. And so it's going to be interesting to see what they get out of this. Cause you knew initially short term, it was going to be backlash.
Yep.
But you have to see over the course of time, if that return on the investment becomes a bigger chunk of that target demographic audience that they need the consumers to be buying their product.
I can't wait for the Kaepernick shirts to come out. I'm buying one. Just to wear, like, I'm going to wear it to my dad's house. He's going to lose his freaking mind. but just to wear around so that I hope an old man says something to me.
Now, Darren Revelle, Darren Revelle's the business sports guy that tweets a lot. I don't think he still works for ESPN. At one point he did. But he said in talking to Nike, because there were so many people asking questions, he will not have his own shoe. he will not have his own merchandise. Kind of.
Wait, so there's not going to be.
There's not going to be a Kaepernick shoe. There's not going to be Kaepernick merchandise.
There will be that a shirt with a space on it?
Now, that might be part of it. Okay. Because, I mean, look, when you think about it, when you talk about merchandise, it's the KD, the Kobe, or right. the brand Jordan. All those, they have their own merchandise line. Now, there might be a T-shirt.
Okay. Yeah. Like of him kneeling that just says, just do it on it.
Because that's what they're doing. This whole thing is centered around the resurrection of the Just Do It campaign, right. but with a deeper meaning. So the ad that we're talking about is not a commercial yet. It's just a still photograph of his face, a close-up of his face and his eyes. And that
yep,
is the
I saw that tweet.
That's the center of the ad. And then the text says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And then at the bottom it says, just do it. So that's the marketing for him for this campaign, but I could see that being a T-shirt.
Mark Gropey said, I hope I pronounced that right, H-Town Bears fan. The majority of my military friends support Kaepernick as kneeling is the ultimate sign of respect, so there's that. P. Randizzle said, here's the flip side of the big and rich thing with the socks being cut off. Mm-hmm. They're pandering to their 80% too by making this known. They're hurting worse than Nike, though. Which, yeah, I mean, that's what they're doing, obviously.
Yeah, they definitely are. But
there's a million more to come.
The minute you put it on Twitter, you're going to get everybody else just yes. trashing you for looking like an idiot.
You're horrible.
Is Big and Rich
job
still like a thing?
No. No.
No, they fell off.
And they even bumped them. They used to at least be the
now
the,
it's just fat and poor.
Hey, watch out. I'm a professional.
I can only hope.
All right.
But they used to be still the theme song for College Game Day.
Yeah.
And I think they've even, College Day and ESPN's even moved on from there.
They're probably like, we want you to bring us back so we can pull it. No, that ship has sailed. You're not getting another. The Texas Tiger on Twitter sent us some fake ads for shoe companies that are pretty funny, actually. There's the New Balance one that has Trump that just says, grab him by the... this got... that's really good. I'm going to retweet
this.
Yeah, and then there's the Adidas ad that has Kanye on the front, and it says, slavery was a choice. Kanye said that on TMZ.
Yes, he did.
And then there's the new Nike Just Do It ad that has Thanos on the front.
One.
It says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing half of everything. That is quality internets right there. Quality internets. I'm going to retweet that if you want to see them. They're pretty funny.
There you go. At Barry is funny for that and a whole lot more. If you want to tweet the show, it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny, and at producer T. Scott. We're here for hour number two in just mere minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
They pull their cameras out. Living in a dream, they beginning to believe. My hotel smell like cigarettes and beer. With what I'm spitting, they should give me.